Good morning. It's now 8:23 this morning, and I promised you a feature this morning talking about that movie that's debuting here in town called Return to the Hiding Place. And now this is obviously a big deal, the movie that highlights a true story of Dutch Jews trying to escape the Holocaust and away from Germans. And joining me right now on the phone is Rachel Spencer-Hewitt, who plays in the film. And Rachel, first and foremost, I appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I joked about this just a few seconds ago off the air. I'm learning. I'm new to Holland, and I'm still trying to get a grasp of some of these Dutch names. But you're an actress in this movie. What is your character's name?
My character's name is Addie Van Worden.
Addie Van Worden. All right. So tell me a little bit about her, and then we can get into the movie.
So Addie Van Worden is the niece of Corrie ten Boom, the real-life woman who hid Jews in her home and was recognized by Yad Vashem as righteous among nations. And as her niece, I am also engaged to resistance fighter Pete Hartog in the film, because our story covers the resistance fighters who Corrie ten Boom led to protect and transport the Jews that she hid in her home. And I work at an orphanage where this big climactic adventure happens at the very end, and it's quite exciting. We all played real characters.
Now, I know, like I said, this film is based on the true story, and several of the scenes were shot here in Holland, Michigan. We had parts of our local college, Hope College, in some of the scenes, and also our windmill.
Yes.
Were you here for some of those scenes that were shot?
Yes, I was able to shoot on location at Hope College and on Windmill Island.
What did you think
well?
Of our town?
It was stunning. It was so gorgeous. I remember getting the strangest phone call when they first let me know. Production was sending me out to Michigan.
Which is one of the snow capitals of the country, I'm sure. You're from San Antonio, Texas. You don't get much snow down there.
No, not at all. I don't do well in cold weather, but thankfully it was during the summertime, so I got to see it in all its glory without being covered by blankets of snow. But when they told me I was going to Holland, Michigan, that was the first I had ever heard of it. And when we flew out there, I saw the Felt Mansion and Hope College and Windmill Island, and to me it was one of the best-kept secrets in the country, because it had all of this stunningly preserved history and architecture and culture, and we were able to do so many outdoor scenes for location for these real events that took place in the Netherlands. And here we had this perfectly preserved town that showcased it in real life form, and it was stunning. And I think that this film can help put that on the map, just what a wonderful job everyone has done in highlighting the culture and in showcasing it.
Well, no, it's funny that you say that, Rachel, because, you know, consistently this town is ranked in the top towns in the country as the happiest places to live in the United States. And it makes sense why you would boast so much about it. But once again, Rachel Spencer-Hewitt joining us. She's in the movie that's debuting tonight at the Knickerbocker Theater, Return to the Hiding Place. When people go to see this, Rachel, what can they expect?
What they can expect is a true story about sacrifice, devotion, and courage that took place in the Netherlands, guided by students who started off their lives thinking that they were just going to finish college and have a future like everyone else. And when the Nazis invaded, they took hold of their new opportunity to change their destiny and become revolutionaries. So they can expect a really encouraging, moving, powerful story about young people who were ordinary in so many ways and made extraordinary choices.
Now, I don't want you to obviously spill the beans on some of the stuff that happens through the movie, but I can imagine many of these plots around the Holocaust, pretty dramatic stuff, and I'm assuming that this movie, Return to the Hiding Place, has some pretty dramatic scenes in it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is PG-13, but that has so much to do with the environment of World War II and what many of these students end up giving their lives, and I won't say who, but many of the characters that you fall in love with who are instrumental in making sure that the Jews were hidden successfully and were able to get into freedom successfully ended up costing them everything. And it is a true story, and some of the most miraculous events that you see happen throughout were recorded by Hans Pelay, the lead character in the story, in his resistance journal as real-life events. Just completely unexplainable ways when they were able to succeed on certain missions and defeat the Nazis. So it's just a stunning revisit to history that I think is really inspiring to see, like, how life and hope can succeed in the midst of tragedy.
Well, you mentioned, too, that it's PG-13 for some of the context of the Holocaust. But, you know, there are certain films that are about certain things in life that I think many people will agree with, that if your kids are not necessarily 13 but might be old enough, it may be necessary for them to see films like this because it's such an educational experience. Would you agree that this film is that kind of film?
Yes, absolutely. I think that if the parent feels comfortable with the intense amount of sacrifice that, you know, that the atrocities of war sometimes require, there's nothing gory by any means, but what we do have are showing the actual depictions of the intense situations that these people go through. I would absolutely encourage people to go as families if their children are mature enough for that sort of content.
Rachel's,
without a doubt.
I think it's a movie that all of us here, like I said, especially with the Dutch community and the heritage here in Holland, look forward to this showing. Rachel Spencer Hewitt joining us. She's in the film Return to the Hiding Place, debuting here in town tonight at the Knickerbocker Theater. Of course, the story of Dutch Jews fighting their way through the Holocaust and trying to get away from the Germans during World War II. Rachel, we are out of time, but I absolutely appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning here on WHTC. Any information on where we can find more on this story and this movie, and perhaps maybe get a little backstory on it before they go see it?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to www.hide-movie.com. That's www.hide-movie.com. That's our website. You can click the link to buy tickets. You can also click to the link for about the film. And tonight at the Knickerbocker at 4 o'clock p.m. is the showing. And right before, the Vintage Car Club of Holland will be there, and their cars were featured in the film. And actors Keith Sukumbi and Reese Nisbet and the Holland Sentinel will be there as well. So it's a little bit of an event if you go tonight at 4.
All right, Rachel. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.